The key to the CC201 assessment is understanding how everything connects within Claude Code. It all starts with the plugin.json file. Think of it as the central nervous system. From there, you'll see it branches out to hooks and skills, essential for extending functionality. The most important thing to remember when building a plugin is the manifest file, plugin.json. It's absolutely required. Beyond that, your plugin needs at least one executable component to actually do something. In this example, you'll see a hooks directory with hooks.json and script.py. You can also include empty directories, like for skills, without causing any errors. That's the bare minimum for a working plugin. Sandboxing environments requires portability. We're achieving that with dynamic resolution, using a CLA LOTA plugin root variable. Instead of hard-coding paths, which creates portability issues across different file systems, we resolve absolute paths dynamically when the code is running. For configuration, we're using a .local.md file. Plugin safety relies on two key principles, isolation and a fail-open approach. Plugins can't access shared data or trigger each other's functions. Think of it like independent sandboxes. Notice the no shared state and no cross invocation indicators. If a plugin hook fails, Claude treats it as an allow, ensuring continued operation. It's all about maintaining stability. Plugin development hinges on these five extension pillars. Component selection? That's your biggest architectural decision. Think of hooks as automatic responders to events, handling validation and logging seamlessly. Skills are knowledge injectors, loaded only when needed to guide workflows. Then we have agents, little autonomous workers dispatched via task tools. The hook execution lifecycle is pretty straightforward. First, code selects a bash tool based on what the user asks for. Then, before that tool runs, the pre-tool use hook steps in. It looks at the command and decides, should we allow it, block it, or send a message? If it's allowed, the bash tool executes. After that, the post tool use hook observes both the command and what happened when it ran. That's the whole process. The key to agent cognitive matching is understanding how AI models align with task requirements. Agent behavior is defined by a YAML front matter. Think of it this way. We optimize for speed, cost, and quality by matching the right model to the cognitive demands. For example, Haiku offers lower latency and cost. It's exceptionally fast and efficient, making it ideal for RAP, ID classification, structured data extraction, and fast formatting tasks. To build a plugin architecture, you've got to route requirements intelligently. Think of it as a blueprint. For automated tasks without user input, hooks are your best bet. Need to connect to external APIs or databases. An MCP server is the way to go. For isolated, autonomous execution, use an agent. And for knowledge-based workflows, skills are ideal. Choosing the right component ensures efficient execution every time. A DeployGuard architecture can really streamline deployments. Think of it, a plugin preventing weekend releases, guiding the process step by step, and even automatically checking staging logs. The core of it is the plugin.json file. It's the central nervous system where everything is configured. With it, deployments become much more reliable. This is DeployGuard's core manifest, its brain really. Think of it as a perfectly structured JSON file with all component flags enabled. The directory structure is mirrored here. You'll see the plugin JSON, a hooks directory containing JSON and Python files, and then directories for skills, agents, and commands. This structure is critical. It's how DeployGuard knows exactly where to find and execute each component. DeployGuard automation uses hooks to enforce constraints automatically. Before any deployment command runs, our deployblock.py script intercepts it. The script checks the day, and if it's Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, the deployment is blocked. You'll see a No Friday Deploys message. After a deployment, the auditlog.py script records all the activity. This gives us a complete audit trail. Deploy. Guard streamlines complex processes. It lets you turn multi-step workflows into single actions. For instance, the deploy command triggers the checklist skill, codifying team expertise into a clear action. User inputs become arguments, which then trigger the code review skill. That skill injects a pre-release checklist, step by step, directly into the workflow. It's all about making deployments smoother and more reliable. A staging agent gives us a fast way to verify deployments. By defining the model, like Haiku here, we optimize for speed. The agent focuses on quickly parsing and classifying logs. It avoids expensive, complex reasoning. Explicit constraints are also key. For example, we can specify, "Do not generate code." This ensures a clear separation of responsibilities and keeps things secure. That's DeployGuard autonomy in action. A critical security consideration, fail open scenarios. Because the system defaults to fail open, a deployment blocker that crashes late on Friday could inadvertently allow a deployment to proceed. Therefore, security critical hooks require explicit handling. For instance, you can wrap your deployment block logic in a try except block. That way, you're covered. Plugins in Claude Code aren't just about adding features. They're about embedding governance, knowledge, and automation. Think of them as structured intention. So, a couple of key things. Validate your JSON and YAML across all manifests. Nail those directory conventions every time. Make sure the content is meaningful and avoid placeholder stubs, and always justify each component explicitly in every file. That's how you build robust plugins.